The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world. Want to get some bad news off the way right away, I guess. ESPN anchor Stuart Scott finally couldn't go anymore with his battle with cancer and passes away at 49. So that's the sad news, but so much going on in the sports world. And I'll be honest with you, like Stuart Scott, man, he would love for us to be talking about what's going on with playoff football. And then obviously the bowl games with what happened in the first couple big games. So not surprised about what's happening in the sports world. Lots of good stuff. Got to welcome in my tag team partner, Jeff Rich, for this hour. Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing?
I got to be honest with you. I got a little bit of a heavy heart over losing a 49-year-old sportscaster that was part of our lives every night. But as you said, the world goes on, and we got a lot of sports to talk about today. So I'm looking forward to getting into it.
Well, and I think just like Stuart Scott, man, he'd be talking sports, so I think it'd be justice for us to go out and talk sports on his behalf today and obviously every day from now on. So, Stuart Scott, you're in our hearts, you're in our minds, you're definitely in our prayers, and thoughts and prayers go out to your family and obviously the whole ESPN crew. But just getting warmed up, he's Jeff Rich, I'm the Dorf Man, it is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use TechErase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used TechErase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
Alrighty. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. You can to 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Lots going on, man. Tons of things going on. In case you missed it yesterday, Arizona Cardinals go down to the Carolina Panthers, 16-27. And the truth of the matter is there, if you have no offense, it's pretty difficult to win in the playoffs. And I think the Arizona Cardinals realized that probably before going into yesterday's game. However, the outcome is the outcome. A little bit surprised with this one, Jeff. Baltimore pretty much manhandled Pittsburgh. And, you know, in a way I'm surprised. And then obviously no Le'Veon Bell makes a huge difference for Pittsburgh. And we found that out yesterday. And so did Big Ben, for that matter. You don't do as well without a good running back. And Big Ben looks average at best without somebody that can take a lot of pressure off of him. It's a quarterback's league. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going very far in the playoffs, Jeff, are you?
Not at all. I mean, you know, Pittsburgh's heart and soul was Le'Veon Bell. They figured out how to use him and use him effectively, both in the running game and as an outlet in the passing game. You know, not to take anything away from the, you know, from guys like Wheaton, Bryant, obviously Antonio Brown, but you don't have Le'Veon Bell on the field, and you know you're trying to go with a guy like Ben Tate, who's been in your system for a couple of days. It's difficult to win, even if you are a winning, you know, even if you do have that winning culture that the Pittsburgh Steelers do have and have had over the last five or six decades.
I guess what I would call it is balance. They didn't have the balance that they normally have, and obviously it made a huge difference. I want to go out here and say this though. John Harbaugh is a little nuts, okay? We know Jim Harbaugh is nuts, but John's a little nuts as well. Because even though Joe Flacco and Baltimore won the world's the Super Bowl last year, I got to tell you, there's no way that he is the best quarterback in the NFL. And now John Harbaugh, after winning that game, says Joe Flacco's the best quarterback in the NFL.
He's got to have his guys back. I don't think Joe Flacco is anywhere near the best quarterback in the NFL or even belongs in the elite conversation. But let me tell you something. Joe Flacco is a different guy when the calendar flips to January and it's one and done or, you know, win or go home. Joe Flacco steps up. I mean, did you catch the stat this morning that the Baltimore Ravens, with their 10 road playoff victories, have the most road playoff victories in playoff history? Now, I know that the playoff field is expanded and, you know, that there, you know, there's a wild card round that didn't exist in the 50s, 60s, 70s, but, you know, for the Baltimore Ravens, who just began to exist in 1996, to have 10 playoff victories on the road, and for that to be the most in NFL history, that's really saying something for a franchise that's not even 20 years old.
No, very impressive. And again, like you said, there is a switch that seems to click for Joe Flacco. You know, decent numbers. I would say 18 of 29, 259 yards. Not like gaudy by any means, but the two touchdowns. Obviously, no interceptions and whatnot. He's got guys stepping up, and they've got that so-called word that I said balance. I mean, Forsett didn't have the game that he's had, you know, all season long. However, did rush it 16 times, giving you a little bit of that. So when you think about it, the balance there was pretty decent. And then obviously Steve Smith, man, just doing what he does. It's pretty incredible, Steve Smith Sr., if you will, going out there and just doing what he does, running down the field, getting yards, making catches, and making plays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? Baltimore's got balance. You know, they didn't let – you know, they're a strong organization, too. There's a reason that, you know, you look at these playoffs, you have 10 – you have six championship quarterbacks in these playoffs. And it's because you have programs that – you know, you have programs that are balanced. You know, Steve Smith finding a way to get it done at the age of 36, which is ancient by today's NFL standards. And, you know, the Baltimore ain't built around their defense. You know, there's no Ray Lewis. There's no Ed Reed anymore. And that's, you know, and they found new ways to win. I don't know that there's a superstar on that team. I mean, you got a guy like Ed Dixon, who's been in the league for 4 or 5 years and, you know, just finally coming into his own. You know, of course, with the Carolina Panthers now, but you know, Baltimore, they tend to find, you know, they just find ways to win. They find ways to draft. You know, they don't find ways to draft well. They just do draft well, and the results show with playoff victories.
No, and certain teams, and you look, the teams that do draft well year in and year out are the teams that are continually getting to the playoffs and maybe even have a chances to get to the Super Bowl. Look at Seattle, the job of drafting they do. The Green Bay Packers, the job of drafting that they do. The Patriots, Denver, the list goes on. I mean, so it's no surprise that these teams continue to resurface when playoff time comes. And, hey, rightfully so, I'm giving a lot of credit to the Ravens going on the road, winning in a hostile environment. Again, I think the deck was somewhat stacked against Big Ben and company without a big part of their offense in there. A lot of people had a feeling that Baltimore would have some success yesterday, and I was one of those people as well. But taking no credit away from either one of these teams, Ravens played a solid football game. Steelers just couldn't come up. They weren't up for the task, let's be honest. I mean, at the end of the day, they probably were beat by a better football team. Same thing goes.
I think that they're going to get, you know, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I think that they have a damn good chance to go into Foxborough and upset the team with home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I think that more than any team playing this weekend, the Baltimore Ravens have a chance to go in and upset the New England Patriots on their home turf.
Hey, if the Patriots were thinking about anybody they wanted to see, I have a feeling it wasn't the Baltimore Ravens. So I agree with you 100%. They do have the formula. They got the mix. They could go into Foxborough and beat the New England Patriots without a doubt. And you know, there's something to be said for teams that have to play that extra week. You know, the week before, they were sort of playing like playoff football as well. They sort of have that intensity going for about the last month or so, whereas New England's going to have to recreate that. They had the week off. You know, they've maybe had a chance to kind of think that they're great and read all the papers and drink all the Kool-Aid that, you know, it's the Patriots and Seattle or the Patriots and the Packers once again in the Super Bowl. So I agree with you 100%. The Ravens have a great shot to go in there and knock them off. And, you know, we don't want to get caught speeding because we'll have that to talk about throughout the week. But at the end of the day, I agree with you, man. Very good matchup, tough matchup for the Patriots, but a good matchup for all of us as spectators. On the other hand, Carolina still got to wait, obviously, to find out what they do with what happens with Detroit today against the Cowboys. But Carolina did what they had to do. The Cardinals, going up against it as well. Ryan Lindley is your quarterback, a guy who's never been there before. Only throws for 82 yards, does have a touchdown, but it was almost like a token touchdown. I know it happened early, but it really didn't make a difference is what I'm trying to say. At the end of the day, they had the better quarterback, Cam Newton. John Stewart, unbelievable day on the ground with 123 yards. Talk about balance, 24 rushes for him. the 32 passes for Cam Newton. That's pretty good balance right there. And that's kind of the way the Panthers have been doing it. I know their record isn't impressive, but the last few weeks of the season, they did seem to get it together a certain degree, and that's why they're where they're at. They won a playoff game, and now they're in the second round of the playoffs, Jeff.
Unbelievable. That's why you don't, talk about reseeding the playoffs, because you have, two losing teams since they went to this format in the 90s, with 12 teams. You have a division champ that's got to play, they got to play a tough course just like everybody else. Those divisional games are tough to win. 7-8-1, not going to jump off the stat sheet other than to say, this is a poor record to make the postseason, especially on the, when you got teams on the other side that, that win 10, 11 games and can't make it just because they don't have that easy path that the NFC South was this year. But, I'll tell you what, Cam, Carolina's had their own set of adversity. We talked about the Steelers playing without Le'Veon Bell. We talked about the Cardinals having to play, Ryan Lindley. It was said throughout the broadcast, but it probably can't be understated. Cam Newton was in a car accident. This isn't a team that backed into the playoffs. This is a team that sprung forward into the playoffs after they were left for dead at three, eight and one early in the season. They're on a 5-game winning streak. They're a hot team. We see it all the time in sports. The team gets hot at the end. The Arizona Cardinals, when they went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Steelers, they weren't the hottest team in the NFL, but they put together a little win streak in January. And
well, we got to get to a break, Jeff, but good thoughts, and we'll continue on the other side as Scott just kind of knocking you out there, man. It is North on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things to talk about. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Lots and lots to talk about, like I said, man. Tons of things. We got the NFL playoffs going on. Yesterday, the wild card got underway. Couple more games today. Bengals and Colts going at it in just a little bit. And then obviously the later game would be the Lions and the Cowboys. And I think a lot of people excited to see that. Two teams that haven't been in the playoffs very much when you think about it. At least not recently. 90s for the Cowboys. Maybe a sporadic one here or there. Lions, man, oh man, it's been a long time for them. So ultimately an interesting game there. Bengals, a lot of people had high hopes for this team, when you think about it, Jeff. A lot of people had thoughts of this team being a Super Bowl contender. And then, obviously, the Colts with Andrew Luck, an up-and-comer, a really good young quarterback in this league. I think a lot of people had hopes for both of these teams when you think about it. So, only one of those two teams are going to advance. I think that's a pretty good football game. I think the Colts, personally, you know, we talk about the Panthers were getting by with a weak division. Colts somewhat in the same category, if you ask me, and we'll see how they do against a team like the Bengals today, Jeff.
Yeah, you know what? Neither of these teams represents the model of consistency. You know, it's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde every week, and you know, hopefully for both teams and for NFL viewers hoping for a good playoff team, we don't get the Mr. Hyde version of either. You know, when you have Andrew Law, yeah, I think it comes down to the quarterbacks. Unless you play a spectacular game on defense, the better quarterback is going to win the game, and I don't think there's any question that Andrew Luck is a better Andrew than Andy Dalton out there, and I think it's going to show. And there's a reason the Bengals as an organization have not won a playoff game in over 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, it goes back to that theme that I said earlier in the program. It's a quarterback's league, man, and whoever has the better quarterback is usually going to find themselves advancing at this point in the season. Truthfully, you need guys that can make plays and not make the mistakes like an Andrew Dalton does. I mean, Andy Dalton goes out there and has one of the worst showings I've ever seen. Andrew Luck, on the other hand, usually makes very good decisions, knows when to throw the ball away, knows when to use his legs. So, again, I think so much relies on the quarterbacks in this NFL these days, and especially in the playoffs. They're the guy that can make or break your season with one play. I mean, you know, it's interesting. They take Big Ben out yesterday. They throw him right back in there. He throws an interception. You know, he was rattled. He was shaken. And at that point, I almost think you're better off not even going back to him, to be quite honest with you. But look, what I'm trying to say is sometimes even the better quarterbacks make mistakes, because I would put Big Ben in a category up there a little bit higher, obviously, than Andy Dalton. Andrew Luck, a guy that I think is mature way beyond his years, and we'll have to see how he does. They do have a home game, so you got to like that for them. But again, I think that they were somewhat of a beneficiary of a division that was pretty awful this season as well. And we'll see if that makes a difference when playoff time comes, Jeff.
Well, you know, we also talked about balance earlier in the show, and one thing that the Bengals have in Jeremy Hill that the Colts don't have with anyone on their roster is somebody with the ability to run the football. You know, the Colts' offensive line is okay, whereas I think that the Bengals, when you have a powerful runner, you have a change of pace guy like Gio Bernard, you can get up and down the field, you can get out in front of the chains, you know, you're second and six. you know, if you're running the ball for 4 yards a carry, you're second and six as opposed to second and nine or second and ten with an incomplete pass, which is often what Andrew Luck is dealing with. So, you know, to bring it back a little bit, you know, I think that, you know, I do think that the Colts win the game in the end, but I think that the Bengals can only stay in this game if their running game allows them to do so. It'll be interesting to see what a defensive mind like Chuck Pagano draws up against this Hugh Jackson offense.
No, but that's an excellent point. When you really think about the Colts season, Ahmad Bradshaw in there, they were playing pretty well. They had that balance that we're talking about. Even with Trent Richardson not being so great, it made him a little bit better having that two-headed attack, that two-headed monster. And I'll be honest, I thought Ahmad Bradshaw did a tremendous job for them early in the season. But without him, obviously a completely different team and not the balance that they had early, which has in turn made it a little more difficult for Andrew Luck the past few weeks. And maybe that's why we're seeing some of the mistakes that we've seen from Andrew Luck, Jeff.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, you know, and keep in mind, Andrew Luck is—he's still a young player. You know, this isn't a guy with, you know, with loads and loads. You know, he's been in the play. You know, he's been in the playoffs a few times, but this isn't a guy that's just got loads and loads of experience playing in these big games. Like you said, that they didn't play in the best division. They, you know, they play the best team that they play in their division was the Houston Texans twice, and I don't, you know, I don't think that playing the Texans in the regular season, even, you know, with that division rivalry thing going, that they represent playing big games. And, you know, when Andrew Luck plays big games, even going back to his days at Stanford, he doesn't always come through victorious. He's a great football player. You know, I think that he will get one before he retires, but it's not always a given. I mean, look at a guy like Dan Marino. Dan Marino was a great quarterback, but it didn't necessarily translate to playoff success. Yeah.
Good point. Very good point. I mean, you know, Andrew Luck has a huge season, surpassing Peyton Manning for the single season passing yards for the Indianapolis Colts. But again, all those regular season accolades don't mean much if you can't get it done in the playoffs. So I don't disagree with you at all. I agree 100%. Andrew Luck going to need to go out there and play a heck of a football game. I do think the key, and we're going to say this for a lot of these teams, the key is going to be running the football, getting that balance. I mean, again, I'm going to say that word over and over and over, maybe to make you sick, but truthfully, it does play a huge role in the success that your team has. And I think you said something pretty right on the spot. They have Hill, a guy that ran for over 1,000 yards. On the other side, Trent Richardson, 500, a little over 500 yards. And again, you know, some of that has to go with the fact that Ahmad Bradshaw was running pretty well for them early in the season. But once he went down, obviously much of the bulk became Trent Richardson's, and he just didn't really run with the ball, if you will. So a little difference there, and we'll see if Andrew Luck is the difference in this football game. And, you know, defensively, they're going to have to make some plays too. So we'll just see. And if you noticed yesterday, special teams were very, very hurtful for the Arizona Cardinals. The punter, I don't know how that guy has a job, to be honest with you, the way that he was out there punting. I think he had 5 kicks that were like 33 yards or less, and that's just not going to cut it, man. I don't give a rat's you-know-what. It doesn't cut it, man. In all facets of the game, you got to be solid, and they were not solid yesterday. And you know what? Special teams play a huge role in the playoffs as well, Jeff.
Well, you know, I know you're familiar with bloodlines, you know, with Clay Matthews up in Green Bay, and you know, Butler's, you know, the Butler of the Arizona punter, his father was a kicker for the you know, for the Super Bowl shuffled Bears back in the day. So I don't know if he got by a little bit on that, but if you watch the Sugar Bowl and watched Alabama's punter versus a professional punter on Saturday, it was night and day, and the Alabama punter had it all day long against the Butler for the Arizona Cardinals. And it's such a big aspect of your game. You know, if you can't perform on special teams, you take away everything that that the 22 guys on offense and defense do for you throughout the game with terrible punting and terrible return games. And, you know, even looking at the other side, looking at Burson muffing that punt and making the Arizona Cardinals believe that, you know, they had a chance to stay in that game at the half. was just ridiculous. So special teams are very important. I know we don't see them a lot, but you've got to do that well. And, you know, head coaches usually specialize with the special teams, and I don't think it showed with Bruce. You know, if there was ever a weak moment in Bruce Arians' coaching career, it was the way that his special teams performed on Saturday.
Yeah, good point. I mean, I've loved what Bruce Arians has done to the culture here with the Arizona Cardinals, and just kind of brought a winning tradition that obviously people really weren't accustomed to, but has given us a lot of this the last couple of seasons. And you know what? I give credit to the Arizona Cardinals. They did a lot when you think about it with very little. Played musical quarterbacks all season long. With Carson Palmer, they're a team to be reckoned with. With Drew Stanton, they got a shot. With Ryan Lindley, they're out of the playoffs. I mean, that's the end of the story right there. But I don't know, man. It's playoff football. It's awesome. We love it. We can't get enough of it. We got more of it coming today. Speaking of which, keep it close. Another full segment breaking down the world of sports, back in the NFL, a little bit of college on the other side. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorf Fan. It is Dorf on Sports. And you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E Water.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
The rest of the country closing the gap, and also I think Oregon won by 40 today. Can you talk about
Oregon won by 40?
What was the 59-20?
Oh. I gotta go. We gotta go get ready for that one.
Alrighty, back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Urban Meyer, man. Got to be impressed with what he did. Got to be impressed with what the Ohio State Buckeyes did. Don't think a lot of people thought they were going to go and do what they did, to be honest with you. Especially after the earlier game. I kind of had a weird feeling in my head, Jeff. I don't know about you, but I was like, oh boy, hopefully we don't have another beatdown here. And hopefully the Buckeyes don't embarrass the Big Ten. Because speaking of the Big Ten, phenomenal day for them the other day. Wisconsin got an interesting, a great victory. Sparty, unbelievable victory for them too. I mean, just a really good day of college football the other day on New Year's Day. A lot of good football. I was impressed. I really was. I thought that some well-played games, some great finishes. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, people. You know, when you have last-second plays, unbelievable catches, that's what makes it. That's really what makes it to me. And that Michigan State 42-41 over Baylor, awesome game. Awesome. Wisconsin pulling it out in overtime. Great football games. Ohio State, man, 42-35 over Alabama. And then, like I said, Oregon just dismantled Florida State. And I'll tell you what, you know, all season long I was with Florida State because of everybody having them. They were geeked up every week. Somebody wanted to take them off that pedestal. But they lived up to every single task during the season, at least the regular season. But that Oregon offense, just too much. Just too good. And at certain times and certain places, you're going to run into teams that are just too good. And Oregon on that day, Jeff, was just too good for Florida State. There was nothing that Jameis Winston and those guys could do to take away from Oregon's success that day. So, Oregon's, you know what? No, but just my point is that Florida State, phenomenal through the season, took everybody's best blow, but they weren't playing the caliber team like an Oregon Duck team, Jeff.
Well, and that's what Oregon does. You know, I know a lot of people could look at it. Cook fumbled a couple times. Then you had the hilarious play with Jameis Winston kind of sacking him, you know, strip sacking himself. But that's what Oregon does, and that's what Oregon has done to teams throughout the season, with the exception of the Arizona Wildcats in the regular season. They cause you to become unglued because you have such a hard time stopping them on defense that you have to step it up. You feel like you have to score on every possession, and that causes you to press. And that's what State was doing.
You know how the pace that they play with. I mean, look, at certain moments in the game, they showed you how fast that offense moves. And I'll tell you what, you put that up to any NFL offense, and I'll be honest with you, I think some of those defenses in the NFL will be like, what's going on? How do they play so quickly? So the pace that they bring at you is absolutely unbelievable. It's furious, if you will, and they just bring it to you nonstop for 60 minutes. That's pretty tough for defenses to repeatedly be set up 5, 7, 10 seconds play after play, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. I'm interested to see how Urban Meyer and Luke Fickell at Ohio State are gonna game plan to defend that, because it's just so tough. You know, I have a feeling they're gonna try to keep Marcus Mariota in the pocket. And I think that that's the, you know, I think that that might be one of the keys, but we haven't seen anyone do it, and that can't be a fresh idea. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Ohio State follows up that victory over Alabama with the Oregon Ducks in North Texas, considering that nobody's really found the formula other than just trying to outscore Oregon, which is, again, a tough task.
Both these teams travel so well. It's going to be an amazing atmosphere. I think there's going to be tons of points scored, man. You know, it's going to be ridiculous, to be honest with you. I think both these teams could score 40-some-odd points. And you know what? I think that's great. I think it's awesome. That's kind of what I like to see. I like to see a shootout. But I agree, man. Very difficult. Very difficult to slow Oregon down. The only way to do it is to maybe somehow not have them move the sticks as much as they do. But again, How do you do that? They play at such a pace. They bring it to you so quickly that defenses don't have time to get set up. How do you bring players in and out of there to get a little air? I don't know. I really don't. After watching what they did to Florida State the other day, at the pace that they brought it, just unbelievable. Unbelievable pace. So going to be very difficult for Ohio State and Urban Meyer. And hopefully, you know, you look at it like this too. Hopefully these teams don't have a little bit of a letdown. You know, they are playing an extra game. Does Ohio State feel like they won the national title because they beat Alabama? I don't know. I mean, I don't think Oregon feels that way. I'll be honest with you. I think Oregon is just a team that's out there on a mission. And, you know, Ohio State, lucky to be there to a certain degree. Does fortune help them because they're there? I don't know. I mean, look. What do they have? Something like 6 national titles since 2002. Am I right on that, Jeff?
Yeah, who would that be?
The Ohio State Buckeyes. I believe they're like 6 times the national title, the national champion since 2002, if I'm not mistaken. Well, pretty impressive when you think about it.
2002 was their last national championship. They were there in 2006. They were there in 2007, And quite frankly, you know, you talked about how they might treat that Alabama game like they already won the national championship. And I use the 1980 U.S. Men's hockey team as the point of comparison, because, you know, that semifinal game, they beat the Soviet Union, and that's the game everybody remembers. Nobody remembers a thing about the gold medal game against Finland. And even if they beat Oregon, I think that everybody's going to look back as that they slayed the dragon. You know, Ohio State, you know, they had to vacate the 2010 Sugar Bowl or the 2011 Sugar Bowl. So they still had never officially beaten an SEC team in a bowl game. They were something like 0-9, 0-10. And, you know, so that's the first time this program has ever beaten an SEC team, unless it gets vacated. It's going to be the first time that they've ever beaten an SEC team in a postseason game. So that's big. You know, they exercised all those demons from 2006, 2007. And the Big Ten's, you know, fall off, you know, that came in turn with Ohio State somewhat being exposed. So I think that this levels the perception of what college football is with the Big Ten and with Ohio State. And, you know, they're going to have to motivate themselves as hard as that concept might seem to be to get back on the field with an Oregon Ducks team in a very, very important football game.
I'll tell you what, the Big Ten earned a lot of credibility the other day when you think about it, because all season long we pretty much bashed the Big Ten and said it was a down conference. But bowl season, they've definitely come out. I know Minnesota lost, but which, by the way, I have a lot of ties there. My alma mater is one of my alma maters is the University of Minnesota, so a little disappointed with that after a great season for them. But ultimately, the Big Ten came out and impressed in the bowl season. You know, very impressive the way that they came out and played. These teams stepped up, Jeff. I got to give them credit. You know, and think about it, Barry Alvarez coming out of retirement once again to coach the Badgers in a game against Auburn, which I believe was the last time they've beaten Auburn twice in that same bowl game. So, you know, again, got to give credit to the Big Ten. They played well. They did a tremendous job in the bowl season. The Pac-12, what are your thoughts? I mean, started out great, to be honest with you, but kind of finished with a little bit of a fizz, yes?
Well, I mean, I think Oregon carries the flag still, but Arizona, a good season comes to an end against a really good Boise State team that might start thinking that they're destined for better things than the Mountain West Conference, based on what they've won 3 Fiesta Bowls since 2006, and I think that's impressive as well.
Agree with that. TCU, man, I mean, they made a real strong statement, if you ask me. They showed the bowl committee, hey, listen, guys, you know what? You want to ruin our season and put a real damper on it, but we're going to go out and we're going to play and we're going to work our butts off and we're going to show you that we were a pretty darn good football team. And they tore apart Mississippi 42-3. So very impressed with the way that TCU handled their bowl situation, Jeff.
Well, you know what? Definite kudos to TCU, Trevon Boykin, heck of a football player. Gary Patterson, He seems to have made the jump from the Mountain West to the Big 12 almost seamless. And in turn to the Big Ten's outstanding bowl season, I think that you have to recognize how poorly the SEC performed, not as a whole, but that West Division that everybody said, they've got seven teams that stack up against any team in the country, and they go 2-5. Mississippi State takes the Orange Bowl loss to a Georgia Tech team that very few people respected with it, with their triple option offense. Mississippi, Ole Miss lays the egg. Alabama, supposed to carry the flag for the conference. They showed strong. I think that I don't think that they played particularly poorly as much as Ohio State might have just outperformed them. And then Auburn, you look at Auburn losing that Outback Bowl to an interim coach coming down from the athletic director seat. So the SEC, they've held their heads high based on bowl season, and they just didn't have it going on. Now on the flip side, the SEC East did go 5-0, admittedly in lower tier bowl games.
Yeah, again, and it's also based on competition. Let's not take a little bit away from what the Michigan States had to do beating a Baylor, the Wisconsins having to beat an Auburn. Again, like you said, in those lower bowl games, yeah, you can go and beat up on those teams, but Big Ten against SEC, they stacked up pretty well, and again, we were hard on the Big Ten all season, but at the end of the day, the cream of the crop rose to the top, and I'm a Big Ten guy when it comes to it. At the end of the day, that's where my roots are from. I'm from Wisconsin, went to Minnesota, and obviously it's good to see the Big Ten come out and play well. We talked about musical quarterbacks for the Arizona Cardinals to a certain degree, but think about what Ohio State has done, man. Three different quarterbacks, you have two guys go down, you're down to your third guy. And I'll tell you what, this kid is a load, man. I saw him drop his shoulder a couple of times during that game. I'll tell you what, they did a very good job of recruiting quarterbacks there in Ohio State, Jeff.
No, absolutely. Cardale Jones comes from that Glenville High School that produced guys like Troy Smith and Ted Ginn Jr., with Ted Ginn Sr. being the head coach there at Glenville High School, which is a public school in Cleveland, Ohio. And, that's where I'm from. And I'll tell you, Cleveland Public Schools they take a bad rap for their academics. They never, up until about 10 years ago, they weren't really on the landscape for winning state championships in Ohio. And what Ted Ginn Sr. has done, not only with his own boy, but turning things over and over again. I mean, Ohio State, that's a feeding school for Ohio State, and they don't recruit. It's just a public school. And, to put as many players in Division I college football as they have over the years is a real testament to what Ted Ginn Sr. has done up at Glenville High School.
Agree 100%. A lot of good football players come out of the Ohio Valley and just all around the Midwest, man. A lot of good young talent. Think about all those kids in Iowa and Nebraska. You name it, man. A lot of tradition. And a lot of big boys coming out of that area. So keep it close. One final segment. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. So much to talk about. And like I always say, not enough time to do it. So keep it close. One final segment on this hour. One more on the horizon. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc on Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for this hour. Another hour coming up on the horizon. Fred Wallen will join us. Jeff, I don't know if you're busy, but if you want to join us for the whole next hour, man, we can have a little bit of a roundtable. So I don't know what you got going on, but I'm inviting you for the next hour if you want to hang around, man.
I'd like nothing more than to hang around for another hour.
Sounds good. So it'll be Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, and the Dorf Man breaking it down. But obviously that was Oregon with their no means no pitch. What do you think of that, Jeff?
I think it's a statement that you know, that's a very serious issue that they made light of. You know, it was kids having fun. You know, I saw it firsthand at the 2004 Fiesta Bowl when a Kansas State quarterback, Al Roberson, was in the same you know, in the same type of trouble. And if it were a more serious thing, I think that, you know, I think if it were a more, if it took on a more serious tone, it would mean a lot more. But, you know, I think that, you know, it brings to light that Jameis Winston may have gotten away with something. And I'm not here to say that he did or did not, but he may have, because the Tallahassee Police Department didn't handle his case particularly well.
I agree 100%, man. Just very strange the way that whole thing went down. It is what it is, but now they'll probably uncover it and get to the bottom of it. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. A lot to talk about. Again, one more hour on the horizon. Fred Wallen's going to join us, so we'll get some perspective from him on things, a little L.A. style, and we're definitely different than Fred. But again, hearts and prayers go out to Stuart Scott and his family, and again, one of the guys who does what we do, which is talk about sports on a daily. But again, hearts and prayers go out to him. Again, Dorf on Sports right here for another hour on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, people.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. The weekend snow, ice, and rain in the Midwest and eastern parts of the U.S. is just an opening act. The main event is close behind. National Weather Service meteorologist Tom says the Red River Valley was hit by a blizzard after the snow had ended.
What we had, you know, in the immediate Red River Valley was what we call a ground blizzard. Basically, you know, the visibility was reduced due to blowing snow without any falling snow at the time.
Two divers who successfully reached the suspected wreck site of AirAsia 8501 didn't get to stay. Officials say the divers had to turn back almost immediately because of the poor conditions. On the surface, searchers are grappling with light rain and rolling waves. Officials believe many of the 131 unrecovered passengers and crew are still strapped to their seats. This is USA Radio News.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10 Tuna Chew Weight Loss System from ILikeHowILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nusina, probably, I want to say 60, 65 days ago, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nusina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10 Tuna Chew Weight Loss System from ILikeHowILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. This could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeHowILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeHowILook.com.
The investigation begins in earnest today as the National Transportation Safety Board is expected to arrive at the site of a plane crash in Kentucky that killed four people, but a 7-year-old girl walked away. The pilot reported engine trouble on Friday night, and then air traffic controllers lost contact with the plane. The girl showed up at a nearby residence about 40 minutes later. Militants have been under fire on two fronts in Pakistan. The Army says Pakistani airstrikes killed 31 militants in tribal regions along the Afghan border that have been long insurgent havens. The airstrikes in the Khyber region destroyed four militant hideouts and a suicide bomber training center. North Korea is once again furiously criticizing the United States. Pyongyang is exploding over the latest sanctions imposed against government officials in the defense industry for a cyber attack on Sony that the U.S. blames on North Korea. This is the USA Radio Network.
Even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-2206. 800-379-2206.
Reports.
Dr. Daniel Egan, an emergency room physician at Mount Sinai St. Luke's Hospital.
With the president on vacation, Vice President Biden stepped in for the weekly address. USA Radio's senior correspondent Jason Word has more.
Vice President Joe Biden filled in for the president on his weekly radio address and spoke of the Affordable Care Act.
An awful lot of people who didn't think they could or would find quality affordable health insurance are actually able to get assistance from the government to help them pay for their health care plans at a cheaper rate.
The Republican response from Representative Rodney Davis of Illinois took a shot at Obamacare, but also spoke about the growth of the American economy.
If we work together, we have a great opportunity to grow our economy and put our nation on solid footing for a bright future.
I'm Jason Wirt.
One analyst says the passing of former Massachusetts Senator Edward Brooke represents the death of a political pioneer. AP correspondent Nikki Mayo reports.
Former Massachusetts U.S. Senator Edward Brooke has died.
He was the first black politician in modern times to break the glass ceiling.
Columbia University political science professor Frederick Harris says while Brooke was the first black to win popular election in the Senate in 1966, the liberal Republican did not run on a civil rights platform.
He basically said, I'm not going to be the Negro leader of America. I'm going to be the U.S. senator from Massachusetts.
And he served two terms.
You can't find those type of U.S. senators in the Republican Party today.
Brooke was honored in October 2009 with the Congressional Gold Medal.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. NFL playoff football. College national football game coming up. The first playoff series under our belt and first two games out of the way. And again, I got to say, much love to Stuart Scott, who passed away with his battle today with cancer. Very sad, and obviously our hearts and prayers go out to he and the whole, his family, ESPN, you name it. Obviously, when one of ours goes down, it's tough. But again, hearts and prayers and thoughts are definitely with you today, Stuart Scott. And they will be for a long, long time, to be honest with you. Got to welcome in Fred Wallen. He's in L.A. Fred, how you doing this morning, man?
Beautiful day in Southern California. I saw the speech, heard the speech that he made a few months ago, Stuart Scott. It made me tear up. He's got two young daughters. He wanted to see them grow up and get married and the whole thing. And again, very, very sorry. And he was in hospice the last few months, so he knew that his time was not too long. And Stuart Scott, we miss you, and rest in peace.
Absolutely. And Jeff Rich along with us as well. Jeff, we'll get to your thoughts. And obviously, we broke that down a little bit. But again, thanks for joining us this hour, too. But keep it close. A lot to talk about. Jeff, Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, and hopefully you. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich with us as well. Both of us, he and myself, in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Well, fellas, we Jeff and I have been going at this for an hour or so, Fred, but yesterday, first of couple games, a couple more today, obviously Detroit and Dallas in the late one, and then Indianapolis and Cincinnati going at it, and just a little bit less than an hour probably right now, but Arizona goes down to Carolina 16-27. Baltimore gets the victory on the road 30-17. And the key that we've been talking about, Fred, well, there's a couple things. First of all, we all know this is a quarterback's league, and that's nothing new. But there's something called balance that you need to have. And if you don't have one or you don't have both, you're in a lot of trouble. So think about the Cardinals. No quarterback and not that great a balance, so they're in trouble. Pittsburgh, good quarterback, but no balance in the fact that Le'Veon Bell is out. And they don't have their big gun, a guy who's given them about 40% of their offense. And as we saw, made a huge impact on the game. Not as easy for Big Ben to go out and do what he does. And same for Ryan Lindley, who really didn't have a chance anyway, let's face it. With Carson Palmer, the Cardinals are a contender. With Drew Stanton, they're capable. And with Lindley, they have no shot. But balance seems to be the key to me, and obviously having an elite quarterback. And yesterday, you got a little bit of both of that, Fred.
Well, you know, if you had not put your vote in for most valuable player during the regular season, and if you watch the Ravens-Pittsburgh game, again, I don't know if your vote already has to be in, but let's say it's not in, and you can still get it in. You'd vote for Le'Veon Bell. I mean, you'd give him some votes. There's no question about that. The three running backs who tried to replace him couldn't replace him, and they kept talking about it on the screen, and it was true that, you know, the same situation where somebody might gain, one of the tailbacks might gain 5 yards, he might have gained 20 to 30 yards, and it makes all the difference in the world. And Big Ben took the blame in the postseason media conference, but in reality, so much pressure was on him that it was impossible because Bell was not in there. So Bell, you know, if I had to vote right now and the vote wasn't too late, I'd vote for Le'Veon Bell, most valuable player in this league because, as you said, I mean, he was 40% of the offense, but he actually was in statistics, but he was actually more than that because you had to keep an eye on him at all times. And Antonio Brown, they've got a nice crew of wide receivers, and they did okay, you know, I mean, to the stat-wise, but without Le'Veon Bell, it wasn't the same. And I'll tell you something else crazy. At the first half, at the end of the first half, I think Baltimore was up either 10-9 or 13-9. Pittsburgh had controlled the ball for 21 of the 30 minutes. So you've presumed in the fourth quarter, Baltimore's defense would be tired, except that Bell wasn't playing, so they really weren't tired.
And yeah, so that front four. Yeah, I agree. The front four wasn't being pushed back, and you know, I agree with you. I mean, it does play a big role. And look, special teams, I didn't mention that, and I did earlier with Jeff, but special teams played a pretty big role yesterday too with the way that the Cardinals were just terrible. I mean, there's no other word to say. They were terrible. Their punter, I don't know how he has a job. they had some missed tackles, obviously. And again, there's three phases to this game, and you've got to be pretty darn good at all of them. But the teams that have the elite quarterbacks and they have the balance in the backfield with running backs, you're going to see those teams go far. Jeff, I mean, again, it makes it more difficult for Big Ben to go out there. They couldn't find Antonio Brown yesterday when you think about it, right? I mean, and you have to think a lot of that had to do with not really having to worry about a running back in the backfield if you're Baltimore. So, you know, the guy was great all season long, and people are talking about him as one of the best receivers in the game. But postseason time, Jeff, Big Ben couldn't find his key guy.
Well, you know, I think they said it in the pregame show that was going to be the key to the Steelers winning. And, you know, you take the defensive coordinator, Dean Pease, for the Baltimore Ravens. He knew it too. I mean, if everybody behind a desk knew it, everybody sitting on their couch knew it, you know darn well that the Baltimore defensive staff knew that all they had to do was take away Antonio Brown, you know, play a modest defense against Marcus Wheaton and Martavis Bryant, and dare Pittsburgh to run the ball or throw to an outlet like a running back outlet.
Yeah, again, I don't put as much blame on Big Ben as just the it was what it was, man. He didn't have his full arsenal. And I think if Pittsburgh has their full arsenal, I think this is a much more competitive football game, and maybe Pittsburgh pulls it out, to be honest with you. But with that being said, Fred, I'm going to throw it to you first. I mean, I already know what Jeff thinks. John Harbaugh, after the Ravens get the victory yesterday, comes out and says, well, Joe Flacco's the best quarterback in the NFL. Look, I'm all about having your guys back, and I'm all about supporting your guy. But we all know Jim Harbaugh's crazy. I think I learned yesterday that John Harbaugh is a little crazy as well, because the truth of the matter is Joe Flacco's good, okay? He's very good. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, you know, he's coming off of a Super Bowl victory, and a big piece of the reason why they won yesterday, I'm not going to take any credit away from him at all, okay? However, to go out and say, look, we got the best quarterback in the game after you beat Pittsburgh, who doesn't have their full arsenal, again, I'm about having a guy's back, but this is a little over the top, Fred.
No, I agree. But he's thrown 13 touchdown passes in the playoffs and no interceptions. So that's in his last five or six games. So that's not bad. He's not the best quarterback in the league. But as you said, coach is going to put himself behind his own quarterback to keep everything calm and quiet in his own camp. It was a fine performance in the second half by Flacco, and he found his wide receivers, who at this point of their careers aren't what they were before, but he found them in both Smith guys. So you got to give him credit. No, he's not the best quarterback. Like, obviously, Andrew Luck is better. You can make the case that Russell in Seattle is better. You can make the case certainly that Brady's better. You can make the case that Manning's better. So he's probably the sixth or seventh best quarterback in the league. But in the playoffs, I mean, nobody can say they've thrown 13 touchdowns and no interceptions the last five or six games. That's pretty spectacular. But let me talk to you about stats and how crazy they are.
Yeah.
They put up.
Fred,
yes.
Hey, real quick, I want to jump in and ask you guys if you think that this serves as bulletin board material for the New England Patriots, who probably believe that Tom Brady is the best quarterback in the league.
No, that's a great. That's an excellent point. Well, let's answer that after Fred gets the stats, because that's a great point, Jeff.
The stat thing is what I'm talking about. They're talking about the number of wins on the road for coaches and clubs. You know, and they compare 2014 stats versus 1964 stats.
Uh-huh.
You know, where you didn't have as many playoff games, and so obviously you weren't on the road as often. You know what I'm trying to say?
Sure.
It's like it's night and day. It doesn't mean anything. It's almost like the baseball players who are on performance enhancing drugs versus the ones that weren't. I mean, it's like it's a totally different world for them to put those stats up. It doesn't mean anything. It's a nice stat for Harbaugh. It's a tremendous stat for Harbaugh. He never loses the first game, and he wins on the road. And Flacco wins on the road. But again, you know, the Green Bay Packers and the Baltimore Colts of the late 50s and early 60s, how many road games did they have? So, I mean,
right.
I think you got folks take that into consideration.
Very good point. And, you know, I think Jeff brings up an interesting point, too. And before we get to that, because I want to kind of think about that during the break, and we're up against it here in about a minute or minute and a half. But, you know, there is something magical. And, Fred, you hit on it a little bit. There's something magical about Joe Flacco in the postseason. How does he have that ability to go out there and raise his level to a degree where he's been perfect? Let's be honest. I mean, again, 13 TDs, no interceptions. He's got the Super Bowl victory from last year. What makes him so special, Jeff?
I think he flips the switch in the postseason. I think it's as simple as that. There are players that play really well in the regular season. They can't get it done in the postseason. And then there's Joe Flacco, who's just playoff Joe Cool. And for the Baltimore Ravens, that's all that matters. They get into the tournament, they know that they've got a chance, whether they're
a
1 seed or a 6 seed.
Very good point. Joe Flacco gives them a chance. And I think on the other side, let's break that down a little bit. Is that bulletin board material for the New England Patriots who think they've got a heck of a quarterback in Tom Brady? Very good point. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich as well. He and I both in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up. Let's talk about what's going on in your mind or in the sports world, if you will. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. Or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. And Jeff threw something out there, which I think is a great question, to be honest with you, is John Harbaugh's comments about Joe Flacco being the best NFL quarterback bulletin board material for the New England Patriots. And I would add to that, do they really need bulletin board material? But if you do, hey, this is pretty inspiring, if you ask me. I mean, you think you got one of the best guys, if not the best guy in Tom Brady. And then your coach, Belichick, you love him too. And the two of these guys have been phenomenal. But now you got John Harbaugh talking a little bit about Joe Flacco, who, by the way, like Fred said, 13 TDs, no interceptions in the postseason. And a Super Bowl title to go along with it. So does that pose a little bit of bulletin board material for the Patriots, Fred?
Oh, I guess a little bit. But I mean, it's not like these guys are stupid. I mean, they know their coach is going to protect their own guy and their own quarterback in this case. So a little bit. I don't think that's going to make a difference in the outcome of the game. It's still going to be won or lost on the field of play. I haven't seen the odds, but Patriots are obviously going to be a favorite. But we'll see during the week. In the end, I think the Patriots will win at home. But the bottom line is maybe a little bit, but I don't think it means a whole lot as far as this game is concerned.
I mean, look, I think it's going to come out there during the week. I think that's a great that Jeff kind of is on top of the curve a little bit, because when a coach makes a statement like that, I think he's looking to agitate the other guys to a certain degree. I mean, I really do. And you know what? Everybody's been saying there's one team the Patriots don't necessarily want to see, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. Well, they're going to see the Baltimore Ravens. They're going to see Joe Flacco. They're going to see Forsett. They're going to see those wide receivers that you said aren't so great anymore, and Steve Smith and Torrey Smith. I mean, I think there is some bulletin board material, and I think ultimately what I like about Baltimore going into this football game, they've been playing playoff football for a while now, guys. Patriots got to rebuild that momentum. They had the week off. Been out of the loop for a little bit. And again, I don't – look, they're all pros. Let's not kid ourselves. They all know the task at hand. But there's something to be said for a team that's had to be playing playoff football for about the last 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, but there's also something to be said for injuries that had an extra week to rest. Think
sure.
About it. If Bell – had the extra week and Pittsburgh didn't have to play yesterday. I mean, the point is maybe he would have been ready for the first game. Gronkowski, of course, slightly injured. Jonas Gray, the running back, who he's either going to make or break the Patriots in that game against the Ravens, because he can go all the way in any one play, is going to make a difference because he's had injuries. So, you know, so I think maybe it balances out. I mean, you're basically what you're saying is that sometimes teams become it's hard to get going again after not playing, after playing every week for basically 16 out of 17 weeks. But on the other hand, injuries balance that out. So from the Patriots' point of view, and Belichick's the best coach in football, I believe, again, I think the Patriots will end up winning. And although, you know, again, the Harbaugh's beaten them in New England before, so it can happen again. But I think this time, I think the Patriots will beat them. The defensive back, see, here's the problem. I mean, if you take a look at Baltimore's had so many injuries in that defensive secondary, and for them to beat Pittsburgh, it wouldn't have happened, I don't think, if Bell was playing. But, again, now you're going against Brady, who's going to find some holes that maybe a Big Ben didn't find, and we'll see what happens. I think it'll be a great game. In the end, I think the Patriots will win.
No, I think it's – go ahead, Jeff.
You know, I agree on both points that it could be, you know, both the bulletin board material being a point of agitation could be a two-way street. It might have you look, you know, it might have New England licking their chops a little bit too much to come at Joe Flacco, and also the week off. I mean, it could be an advantage, but it could also be a major disadvantage. You know, we've seen the hot hand ride it out from the wild card round to the Super Bowl, but we've also seen situations like Fred said with Pittsburgh where you can't get a player healthy because you have to play in that wild card round. So it's you know, both situations end up being 6-1, half dozen of the other.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's why they play the games at the end of the day, guys, is because we just talk about them, and then players make plays and things happen on the field. So we don't know what's going to happen next week. We're just kind of throwing it out there. But good point about Joe Flacco. I think ultimately at this point in the season, I don't really think you need much motivation. However, if there is any motivation, that's pretty good motivation for New England and Tom Brady and Belichick, where you got somebody saying, hey, this guy's better than your guy or the best guy in the NFL when you think you have the best guy. So I can see where Jeff was going with that. Speaking of, you know, guys kind of putting things sort of to the side with pressure and whatnot, Urban Meyer has been very cool when you think about it, guys. Ohio State got lucky to be in the Final Four, obviously. But with that being said, they're down to their third string quarterback. They took off the big dog, if you will, in Alabama, 42-35. They outscore them. They came up with big stops when they needed them. Oregon dismantled Florida State. And what impressed me, Fred, with Oregon was the pace. It's unreal. It's so fast. I almost think, and I said this to Jeff earlier, they would give NFL defenses trouble in the sense of they're out there so quick. They're ready to start a play in 5 to 10 seconds, whereas, you know, a lot of teams take 15, 20 seconds, let those defenses sub guys in and out. When you're playing Oregon in that pace, you can't sub guys in and out. You got to be ready to go because you know they're going to come at you in a hurry. Very impressed with the pace of Oregon and how they go about their business, Fred.
With that said, I wouldn't wager the game one way or the other. I would take Oregon on the money line, but I would not give 7 points against a coach like Urban Meyer in Ohio State. With all that said, the Pac-12 is 6-2 in the bowls, by far the best of all the conferences in the bowl games. But against an Urban Meyer, who's already won 2 national titles at Florida, I would not give 7 points. So I would, on the money line, I think Oregon would win, but will win. But I'm not giving even a point against a team like Ohio State. This, of the 3 quarterbacks that Ohio State had, Jones is the best passer. I mean, he's got the best arm. So, I mean, it's like, it's not like they're not going to score some points against Oregon. Oregon's going to give up some points, too. In the end, I think the Ducks will win. I would not give 7 points. Jeff, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. You know, we haven't really seen anyone stop Oregon since Mark Helfrich took over. And that includes the Arizona Wildcats, who were victorious. I think that you have to, at the collegiate level, you have to outscore Oregon to beat them. But their offense doesn't work at the NFL because the pace. There's different things. There's different procedures in place for pace of play in the NFL. But Oregon doesn't have to play in the NFL. They play college football. They have never won a national championship. And I think that even as a guy from Ohio like myself, I have to acknowledge the fact that they have a strong chance to take down Ohio State. But Ohio State's played different brands of football against different teams throughout the season. Obviously, they've come a long way from their Week 2 loss against Virginia Tech, but Oregon's a different animal. Alabama was a different animal in its own right. And, let's see, given 11 days to prepare, how Urban Meyer prepares for this, prepares his defense for this offense.
Well, and again, I think that you got to give a lot of credit to Urban Meyer and Ohio State when you really think about what they did. Musical quarterbacks, three different quarterbacks, and they're in the national title game. That says a lot about Urban Meyer. That says a lot about these quarterbacks. Again, I think they backdoored themselves into it, but at the end of the day, they're representing the Big Ten. They're representing themselves very well. Again, they took out Alabama. I don't think a lot of people thought they were going to beat Alabama. So, and when I saw Oregon just crush Florida State, I'll be honest with you guys, I was wondering if Alabama was going to do the same thing to Ohio State. Obviously, it didn't happen. But with that being said, Ohio State was impressive. Urban Meyer is impressive. Oregon is impressive. The pace, unreal, man. I can't even tell you. It's just remarkable how fast they get that offense going. And the way to stop them, don't let them move the sticks. I mean, that's the one way to stop them. But I don't know if you can do that. They just have so much offense. They have so many guys that can make things happen. So, unreal. It is what it is. It's college football. It's great. It's NFL football. It's great, too. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman hanging out with you here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of playoff football to be talking about. A couple games yesterday, and a little surprised, but not totally surprised, actually. Thought Carolina was going to win. Thought Baltimore and Pittsburgh was going to be better. A couple good games today. I think these will be pretty competitive, personally. Indianapolis at home playing Cincinnati. A lot of hopes, a lot of dreams for both these teams when you think about it. Cincinnati was talked about as a Super Bowl contender, and then we saw what Andy Dalton did throughout the season. It's hard to believe that they could be a Super Bowl contender when you think about it. And then Andrew Luck, I mean, look, breaks Peyton Manning's single-season throwing record for the Indianapolis Colts. An up-and-comer in this game for sure, without a doubt. But there's one thing that he's missing, and I've been talking about it all day, and that's balance. Ahmad Bradshaw goes out. They're not the same running team. Cincinnati, on the other hand, they do have a good running back, which makes it a little easier for Andy Dalton, but he still makes mistakes, and he is who he is. So I'm interested to see how that game goes in about 25 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that. Later on today, though, I think we're all excited about this one. Detroit, Dallas, two teams that, in all honesty, they forgot what success is. Let's be honest. Dallas hasn't been good since the 90s, really. And Detroit, I can't remember. I mean, think about the days of Barry Sanders. Those are long gone, guys. So I think we're going to see a couple of teams that haven't been there, and we'll see how they respond to being in a position to advance in the playoffs. But I'm excited for these games. I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely excited for these two games. Fred, your thoughts? Colts and Bengals and Dallas and Detroit going at it today.
Well, you know, talk about balance. The Bengals aren't going to have Gresham, and they're not going to have A.J. Green. So I don't know what that means. I think the Colts will win at home. In game two, I think the NFL made a major mistake. I don't think Sue should play. I don't think he should have a right to play. If you saw the game last week against Green Bay, you can argue that the first time he put pressure on the foot of Aaron Rodgers was by accident, but the second time was not by accident.
No, Andy wound up kind of like stepping down just a little bit too. Once he knew he was stepping on somebody, he kind of, if you watch it, because they just showed it on ESPN, and if you watch it in slow motion, he really does just kind of step down and makes it a point to step down on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and that's why the NFL, in my mind, made a major mistake, because money is nothing. You know, the Lions could pay the $70,000 fine. That's so to get their guy in the lineup. I think it's rotten. I do. Either live by rules or you don't live by rules. And talking about that, and I don't know exactly what happened, but we've talked about this before on the show, Andy, and that in the Pittsburgh game yesterday, when Big Ben goes down in the fourth quarter with the possible concussion, I'm not exactly sure what the rules on concussions are, but he was back within four or five plays.
Now, yeah, and then he throws an interception he comes back. Yeah.
So, probably he was still woozy. Is that the way it's supposed to be, or is there supposed to be an NFL doctor, not a Pittsburgh doctor, making that decision? I mean, there's got to be at some point some kind of restrictions and rules on the teams, because team doctors want to stay and remain team doctors. So they're always going to say, yeah, my guy can play, or our guy can play.
No, I think your point very well taken. I mean, again, because when you really think about it, again, they throw him back in the game. First play out of the gate, he throws an interception. And to be honest with you, Fred, he was thrown into double coverage. There was not a guy open there. So you're right. Was he seeing two of something? I don't know. I mean, at that point, you're out of the game for the most part, too. Let's be honest, okay? There's pretty much no chance. There's like 3 minutes or so left in this game, and you decide to put Big Ben back out there when he may not be 100%. I think you make an excellent point, and you've said it before, and I haven't necessarily agreed with you, but I saw it yesterday come into play like immediately, and they made the wrong decision, obviously, okay? First of all, because they didn't have a chance, but second of all, he throws the interception the first play back. So I can honestly say I don't think Big Ben was seeing clear. I don't think he was thinking clearly at that point.
Yeah.
Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, it is unfortunate. I want to revisit the Ndamukong Suh overturned suspension.
Yeah.
And how sick it makes me that there's a statute of limitations. I mean, this was an exact technicality that he had played 32 games without getting in trouble. You know, he's a serial offender of frankly dirty play, and he shouldn't be on the field, but the NFL is arbitrary, to say the best, in these rulings, and I'm not surprised at all that they didn't follow through on what they should have done.
Look, I don't want to sound like a homer, okay? But obviously when I saw that he was going to be suspended, I was like, they did the right thing. And this is the NFL making a statement. And when they had a chance to let it go wrong, they went right with it and they put this guy out of the game. Then the next day it goes to arbitration, and therefore Ndamukong Suh says his feet were numb and he didn't even know what he was stepping on. And then the NFL taking it back, they got it wrong 100% once again. And I don't know if it had anything to do with the other guy being suspended for them for the Packer game. They didn't want to have two guys suspended week after week. And the nonsense about 32 games without this guy having an issue, That's bogus, man. And the NFL, we all know there's a double, triple, quadruple standard. It's case by case. I guess that's really what it boils down to. It's case by case. There is no laws. There is no rules. It's whatever Roger Goodell and the upper people in the NFL think. And it's wrong. We all know that it's wrong. But yet, for some reason, we're sucked in. We watch it each and every week, and we can't get enough of it. So we're just as bad, and we're just as much to blame as the NFL, to be honest with you, at the end of the day, because I'm going to continue watching. There's no way I'm stopping. So shame on me, shame on everybody, but definitely shame on the NFL. They got it wrong once again. And again, I don't want to come across like a homer, but I hope – look, I'm not a Dallas fan either, but I'll tell you what. I'm a big-time Dallas Cowboy fan today, because I don't want – actually – I'll be honest with you, I don't care. I'd love to see Detroit. I don't care. Makes no difference to me. But I am definitely rooting for the Cowboys today. I want to see Tony Romo go out there and play a good football game and win the postseason, to be honest with you. And let's see them have a little bit of success, and then hopefully they get knocked down next week. But I'm not a Detroit Lion fan today, fellas, at all.
I'll make a bet with you guys, okay? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
DeMarco Murray's hand gets hurt in this game. He does not play the entire game. That's my prediction.
Well, and you know what? That's a pretty good guess, because we know how the Lion defense is. They go after people. Look, so they may have a little bit of a – what do they call that when they put a bounty out on somebody? But they got to keep that under wraps, right? Otherwise, they're going to get in trouble for that. But they don't get in trouble for actually hurting people. But if you have a bounty on somebody, you get in trouble. But ultimately, I think you got a good point. Detroit, known for – some bad tactics, and when you have a guy who's a little banged up like DeMarco Murray, I'd go after him, and I'll be honest with you. I see it to a – look, as long as it's competitive and you're not deliberately trying to go out there and hurt somebody, I'm cool with you going after a guy. But if you see somebody just literally like hitting him on that hand, well, then therefore, absolutely, I think you got to take that into consideration. But, you know, it's like a sore wound. You got to go after that sore wound a little bit, but do it with some class. And I think Detroit has no class, fellas.
Okay. And let's go back to the Cincinnati game. Do you trust Andy Dalton in a pressurized situation? He's never won a playoff game on national TV, of course, against Cleveland. He looked like the worst quarterback in the history of the league. He doesn't have A.J. Green nor Gresham as far as his receivers, a couple of his receivers are concerned. Do you trust Andy Dalton in that one?
Look, here's what he needs. If you ask me, this is what he needs, okay? Then, Jeff, go ahead after me. He needs Hill to have a huge game. Like you said, I mean, the bottom line is he's missing two key pieces to an offense. And we'll have to see what this kid is made of. I like Andrew Luck as well, Fred. I mean, look, ultimately, I think he's the better quarterback. This is a quarterback's league, and they have the better quarterback out of those two guys. So I would say that the Colts win, and I'll be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts win by 10 or more points, because I think that the lack of those wide receivers is going to be very, very harmful for the Bengals. You're going to be able to key in on Hill. You're going to be able to shut that running. I wouldn't be surprised if we see 8-9 guys in the box a lot of times, and then just going man up on those defensive on those wideouts, because they should be able to shut down B and C receivers. You know what I'm trying to say? So
yeah.
I think that the advantage is definitely to the Colts in this game today. Jeff, take it from there.
Well, like you said, I think they're going to put 8 in the box. They're going to force Dalton to beat him, throw it to guys like Hewitt and Sanu. I wouldn't be surprised to see some two-back sets from Cincinnati today to try to get Gio Bernard involved in the offense, because you could throw to him in the same way that Pittsburgh throws to Le'Veon Bell. I mean, he's he's definitely a firecracker back there. He could do a lot of things out of the backfield. But you know, if you take Jeremy Hill off the field to put Bernard in, you're basically saying we're not gonna try to run the ball between the tackles against you. And I think that Indianapolis is going to put the right personnel on the field in the right situations, and I don't think this one's close. I think this is a lot. You know, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a carbon copy of the Indianapolis regular season blowout, but I think that it's going to be it's going to be a similar result. And Cincinnati's playoff woes continue, as could Detroit's. So this could be a day for teams to get off the schneid, but I just don't see it happening for either Detroit or Cincinnati.
I just think that Detroit-Dallas game is going to be wild. That's what I think. I just think, there's going to be some very explosive plays in that game. There's going to be some big hits in that game, like Fred probably was thinking as well. I think, ultimately, two quarterbacks there that have a lot of potential. You know, I mean, Megatron, Dez Bryant, two great wide receivers. This should be a phenomenal football game when you think about it. And, you know, if Detroit can keep their cool and stay classy out on the field, you know, I think that they've got a good shot. I'm not going to say they don't. You know, they can play with anybody. We've all seen them do it. You know, they were able to beat the Packers early in the season, and they did it with defense. If that front four can apply pressure, again, clean. Apply it clean. Don't go out there deliberately trying to hurt somebody or cheat or anything like that. Detroit can be tough. They're going to be a tough out. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I think that the Dallas Cowboys want the Dallas Cowboys to win this game, because I don't think they want to see Detroit in the opening round. I think that, quite frankly, of all the remaining teams, they'd like to do a Carolina Green Bay path to the Super Bowl and avoid both of these teams. Now, if Detroit wins, they go to Seattle next week, but if Dallas wins, they go to Green Bay. So, I definitely think that the Seattle Seahawks don't want to play a physical game right away. Yeah, they don't want to see. You know, they don't want to meet their match in the divisional round of the playoffs. So, I think that it sets up much better for Seattle if the Dallas Cowboys can win this game today.
Good points. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, a lot to talk about. And we only got about 4 minutes left, so keep it close and at what we got to say about some final thoughts about today's games and then some other things going on in the sports world. Again, Dorfman, Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich hanging out with you here on a Sunday. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here today on the program. Flown by the way. Good stuff as always. Got to thank Fred Wallen and Jeff Rich for hanging out with me today. Breaking down the world of sports, guys. It is what it is, and obviously our hearts and prayers and thoughts are with Stuart Scott today on a sad day. He lost his battle with cancer, and obviously it hits home with us because it's one of our own. So thoughts and prayers definitely with him and his family today. Guys, final thoughts. You know, we haven't talked much about this, to be honest with you, but I got news for you. I'm going to make a bold statement right now. I think the Oklahoma City Thunder make their way into the playoffs and make a lot of noise. Obviously, with that being said, guys got to stay healthy. But I don't see this team going down, and I see this team being a real contender when playoff time comes. Fred, any thoughts about the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Well, the beginning of the season injuries to Westbrook and Durant make them probably not as tired when we get to the playoffs. So your point could be very well taken. Obviously, they're not going to get the number one or two seed. But But your point well taken. They're probably as talented as any club in the league. And with the guys not being tired, barring another injury or so to Durant or Westbrook, they could do it. I thought they could do it the last couple of years. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Jeff, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I don't think home court advantage is going to be that huge because there isn't that much separation like Fred was talking about. I think these teams are all pretty close. Yeah, Golden State and Portland right now are on the top of the mountain, but look out for Oklahoma City Thunder, Jeff.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I still like Golden State to come out of the West. They kind of remind me like of a college team heading into March. Great backcourt play, and I think that might be able to get it done in the Western Conference. But I mean, it's going to be a massacre trying to get through the gauntlet of all the great teams in the NBA Western Conference.
Hey, great stuff as always, guys. Really appreciate you taking time out with me. We'll catch up next Sunday, right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Get out and watch a lot of football. Enjoy yourselves, and we'll be back at it next week Sunday, 11-1 Eastern Time. Catch you then, people. Take care.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.